For a Tanya, I'll bring you like a proof. For a Tanya, tis a raya, that Adver Shchodesh Adar, somebody makes an Issa Neder, Adver Shchodesh Adar, it means Adver Shchodesh Adar Harishim. Now, in Hoysa Shona Muberis, but let's say the year was Muberis, Adver Shchodesh Adar Hasheni. And what's going on here? In both cases, we're talking about there was an extra month. If there was no extra Chodesh, then the ratio, what are you telling me? Pshita. If there's only one Chodesh Adar, so Pshita you mean Adver Shchodesh Adar. So how come it's a stira then? The first, the ratio says, when you say Adver Shchodesh Adar, you mean the first Adar. And then the Sefer says, if you know this year is Muberis, you mean till the second month. What's going on here? So Mechlau, the ratio, Lab Muberis Haskinon. How could that be? So Shmamino, here's a raya. Hod the Pshita Lay Dem Adver Shosa, Hod the Lay Yoda. So here's the proof that we're saying, Avad, they're both talking about, where there is an extra month this year. But the ratio, when you say Adver Shchodesh Adar, you mean Adver Shchodesh Adar Rishon, means if the person did not know that this year was an extra month. If the person did not realize it, then we say, when he says Ad Adar, he meant to say the first Adar that comes up. But another person that knows that this year is going to have two Adars, then when you say Ad Adar, you're talking about the main Adar is the second Adar. We always say the first one is like the extra one. And the second one, that's the real Adar. So therefore, there's no stira. Mishnah says like this. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Koinem Yayin, Sheini Toyim Achiya Pesach. Somebody makes an Issa Neder, he can't drink wine until it becomes Pesach. Achiya Pesach. So we say, Leniskavin Ze Ela Ad Leil Pesach. He only means to make it Asar until the beginning of the Seder. Ad Shor Shederach B'nei Yodam Lishtos Yayin. Until the beginning of the Seder when normal people drink the Dalet Kaseis. So that's what he meant to say. Asheya Pesach means it's also for me to drink wine until the time when everybody starts to drink wine. So Rav says, "Dehainu ad leila Pesach, teazlina baser umdino, shlein iskavin lesev leila Pesach b'yayin." He did not mean to make himself also to drink the dalet kaseis. Afo pishul filoshim nidroi mashma di osor to ama achihei. Even though he said a loshen of achihei a Pesach. But, and usually that means till the end of the Pesach. This the Rabbi Yehuda holds no, it's not Mistavri meant to make himself also to drink the Dalet Kaseis, so he only meant to make himself also until Leil Pesach. Oma Koinein Bosor Sheni Toyim Achei Hatzim. It makes a nis, the Neder is not going to eat meat this year until Yom Kippur. Achei Hatzim, until it becomes Yom Kippur. So Alokhar is Ein Oseh Elaad Leil Hatzim. Is only Yasser until the Sudas HaMasekis, until the night like before the Yom Kippur. He only meant to make it Yasser until the Sudas HaMasekis, because that's the time when people do eat Basar. So Ram says, on Erev Yom Kippur, could have done the Perakais of Esbenoi, and Yasek Miloimer, Af Erev Yom Kippur, Begolo. Really, he said, his lashon should be yosem until the time. The chigatana yad leil atzoyim lavdafka shrei oichlu meberiv el ad suda shaleil hatzoyim kamer. This is a bigger chiddush. Now, what he meant to say, Rabbi Yehuda is saying, is he meant to make himself osa, not eat meat, up until the last suda before Yom Kippur. But the last suda, the suda from Afsekis, since that's the minute eat bosa, then he did not mean to make it osa. Rabbi Yosi v'noy Omer, koinein shum sheni toyin. Someone makes an issa neder, not eat garlic. I can't eat garlic. Is achitei Shabbos? He says he can't eat garlic up until Shabbos. Is eina osa ela ad leil Shabbos? He's only osa until the night of Shabbos. But Friday night on Shabbos ready, he's allowed to eat shum because that's a good thing to eat garlic Friday night. Shlein iskavin ze ela ad shor shederech bnei yodam lecho b'shum. But that was one of the takonis. There's an Indian, we had before the Gemara, an Indian teach shum on Friday night, on Shabbos by night. Since it's Marba the Zerah, and that's usually the Zaman, when a Talmud Chacham has Tashmash with his wife, so it's good to have a shum. So Rashi said, Ran says, it's a takonis Ezra. Shaderab and Yodam Lechu Shum Berev, meet takonis Ezra. That's a takonis Ezra, that Shabbos by night, you should eat garlic. Weiter. Somebody says to his friend, I'm making this a neder, I can't give you any enjoyment. If you don't come and take for your son a present, and I'm making this a neder, you can't have enjoyment from me unless you come and take this for your son. He could be matter the neder, shleyapi chacham. For Yom will tell him like this. Yoni said it for my cover to give me respect. He wanted to show how much you makshir me. Zel kvoidi, this is my cover to have bigger respect if I don't take the present. So by saying this, you could get out of the nether. The same, way Yom Lechemer, somebody says to his friend, Koy name, I'm making this a nether shat nenesli, that you can't have any enjoyment from me. Imein at bo v'noisim levni, if you don't come and give my son a present. If you don't come and give my son a kurush achitim, ushtechav yishayayim. So Rav Meir Yoim, in such a case, is taka asur. Here the neder is chal ha-shi'itim. Unless that person gives your son a present, it's also for him to have enjoyment from you. But Chom Moim, no. Av ze yachal of erosik you make for the neder. Shaloi af yichachim. V'yoim aloi, hara ani kilu v'skabalti. He could say it as if I received the present already. So if you could say kilu v'skabalti, therefore the neder goes away. You wanted to marry your basa choisa, the daughter of your sister, and you didn't want to give it to let her get married. She's also to have any enjoyment from me. Somebody gives his wife a get. My wife can't have any enjoyment from me. They're allowed to have enjoyment. He only meant to say that he won't live with her anymore. But other enjoyments, he didn't mean tasa. You're bothering your friend eat by you. And I'm going to say, and you don't want to go to your friend. So you're making this a neder, I can't walk into your house. I won't drink anything by you. So, you're allowed to go into his house and drink there. You only meant to say, really, I'm making this a neder, I won't eat by you, or I won't drink by you a regular meal. But just a little bit drink, that wasn't part of your kavanah. You didn't mean that, therefore it's not part of the neder, it's mutter. Hajin alecha kainim yayin. So we get the Chumash of Sama Gimel on the days, do the Mishnah again. Mishnah says again, Rabbi Yehuda Weiner, Koinim Yayin Sheini Toyim. Someone makes it a neder, he's not going to drink wine, Achi Heya Pesach, until it becomes Pesach. So our Mishnah holds the Chiddush, Rabbi Yehuda holds the Chiddush, that Lo Niskavein Ze Ela Ad Lel Pesach. That means, Acho Shederach B'nei Yodam Lishtres Yayin. He only meant to make this a neder until Lel Pesach, until the time that people have the Dalal Kaisis. But when it comes the time to have dalal kaisis, he did not have it in mind to make the yisah neder. So Poshet, our Rabbi Yehuda argues on the Mishnah before we had the Mishnah, if you say ad shi heya Pesach, it means till the end of Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda is saying a new svara das pnei yodam, that if you say ad shi heya Pesach, you don't mean to ask yourself from taking the dalal kaisis, you only mean to make it also up until Pesach. But when it comes Pesach, leil Pesach it's mutter. And the big chiddush is makes an instant neder, he won't eat basar meat until Yom Kippur. That's what he says. So Chiddush also the Reina also Ela Ad Leil Tzoyim. He's only yosser until like the night time is even before the Tzoyim, before Yom Kippur on the Suda Samasekes, he's allowed to eat basar. Up until like Erev Yom Kippur, he's also to eat. Why? Because Zay Svarom Shlo Niskavin Ze Ela Ad Shor Shederach Bnei Yodam Lecha Basar. It did not mean to make it usher at a time when people eat basar. By the Sudas HaMasekas on Erev Yom Kippur, there's an Indian to eat basar. So since he said Ad HaTzoyim, even though the Tana beforehand held Ad Sheyehei means until the end, so here it says Svarom, you do not mean to make yourself usher on basar. So Ron has two pshat in there. One pshat is, it could be, the Mishnah before is not talking about Yayin. The Mishnah before is Tam, someone makes it also, he can't eat potatoes. And he says, Ad Sheheya Pesach, so maybe before we hold it, it's also till the end of Pesach. But it could be, like everybody does agree to Rabbi Yehuda, when you make an Yisra Neder on Yayin, on wine, then the story is you don't need to make the Yisra Neder throughout Pesach. Because you know there's a mitzvah, Dalet Kaisos, so the Ron has one pshat, could be there's no machlokes
the two Mishnahs. If you talk about Yayin, then we have our Svaro. Whereas you talk about Boso, since the Ikur of the Sudar is Boso, then we say you do not mean to make it Osor only up until the Sudar Samafsekis. But maybe if you're offering some other food, maybe then it would be Osor Teeth even until the end of Yom Kippur. We have, or Osor Tzoyim, in the next case of Tzoyim here. We have Yaisi Benoy Oimer, Koinein Shum, Shein Yitoyim. Someone makes Nisa Nedu is not going to eat garlic, not going to taste Shum. Is Achetei Shabbos, even though he says the Lashon is Achetei till it becomes Shabbos, is, and which usually means even Shabbos also, but here we say, Eina Osa Ela Ad Lel Shabbos, is only Osa up until Friday night. Shlo Niskaven Ze Ela Ad Shor, Shadera B'ni Yodam Lechol B'Shum. He only made it to mean, he only thought to make it Osa until the time when people usually eat garlic. And Friday night is at Konis Ezra, teach Shum on Friday night. Also, Zmar ben Zera, Zmar ben Chochem, as with his wife. So, it was at the corner to have garlic. So, if you made an Isaneda not to eat garlic up until Shabbos, you for sure only meant not to include Shabbos, but just up until the beginning of Shabbos. Somebody says to his friend, I'm making this Isaneda that I will not give you any enjoyment. I won't have any enjoyment from you. I'm making an Issa Nedu, I can't have enjoyment from you. In Ein At Bo V'Noita Lebincha Kurechad. If you don't come and accept from me a present, that I want to give your son a kur, Shechitim and Ushtechav Yeshoyayin. I want to give you this present, a kur of wheat and two barrels full of wine. So that's the Nedu he made. If you don't accept it, I'm making an Issa Nedu, I can't have enjoyment from you. So the Mishnah says that Harei Zayochel Hofres Nidroi, the person by himself could be matter the neder and say Shaloi Afi Chochem, you don't even have to go to a Chochem to be matter this neder, but rather the neder has a heter by it itself. For Yermel, you could say like this: Klomo Marto Elam Efnei Kvoidi. What's the purpose you makbid so much that you want to give me the present? Like you want to be mechabed me, you want to give me respect to show that you mechabed me. So the person could answer back Zel Kvoidi. You should know that's my covet also. My covet is the fact that I don't accept from you. Amol, if you want to give me something and I don't accept it, that's also called covet. So zel kvodi, that's my covet that I'm not accepting it from you. So therefore the neder by itself goes away, because he didn't mean to ask, really mean to ask for it. He only wanted to give me respect. This is called my respect. V'chein, the same thing, v'chein l'chaveru. Somebody says to his friend, koinein shat nenesli. I'm making an issa neder that you can't have any enjoyment from me. If you don't come and give my son a present, or else you come and give my son two barrels of wine. In other words, the more before we had this was that the person was always giving him presents. So now he said, it's not right that I always give you, you have to give me something back also. So I'm making an issa neder, you can't have any enjoyment from me if you don't give my son this present. So Rameh says, this neder is chal, and unless the person gives your son a present, you should know the neder is chal, he can't have enjoyment from you. Even such a neder also could be matter the neder. Even without going to a Talmud Chochem, to Chochem to be matter the neder. Why? For Yoimullah, you have a right to say, Harayani Kilu Niskabalti. There is the person that made the neder. If he wants to take away the neder, he could be mevatel the neder by himself. The neder was that you're also to have enjoyment from me unless you come and give me a present. Now, if I have charot and I don't want the neder to be chal, I could just say, kilu niskabalti. I could say, listen, the whole neder was that you should give me a present. Yishno is considered as if I received a present. Kilu niskabalti, that's also called a kiyum of the neder. So, male, the neder is not chal. Some learn kilum niskabalti as a chiddush. That's as if you mamish received it. That's the way mechila always works. When you meichel something, we consider as if you received it. So you have right to say, it's considered as if I received it already. Yeah. Boy, they were forcing you to go get married to your basa choyse, to your niece, to your sister's daughter. The omer, and you said, koinem shinanes li leodem. So that you would say, no, you don't want to get married to her. And you said it so stark, you made an issa neder that she, your niece, can't have any enjoyment from you li'olam. Or else in the case, v'chein ha-megaras ha-sishter, somebody gives his wife a get. And Omri says to her, koinem ishti nenesli, I'm making this a neder, you wife, you can't have any enjoyment from me li'olam forever. That's what the person said to his wife,
right before he gave her get. So the halacha is, harei elu mataras lanas loy. Both these two cases, the niece and your megareshes, your wife, she's allowed to have enjoyment from you later on. Even though you said no, why? That's what you meant to say, that your wife or your niece can't have enjoyment from you. You just meant to say that I'm not going to get married to you. To your niece, I'm not going to marry you. Or to your wife, you mean I'm giving you a get now, and that's it, I'll never remarry you. That's all you meant to say. Even though you said a lashon that you can't have any enjoyment from me, that's not really what you meant. We say your real kavanah was just that you're not going to marry them. You're somebody was bothering you to come eat by him. Your friend invited you over. He wanted you very stark to come to eat by him. And you wanted to get out of it. You kept on saying no. He wouldn't take no for an answer. Until finally you had to say, Oimer, you said, I'm making this a neder to your house that I can't walk into your house. That you keep on bothering me to come over. I keep on saying no. So the only way I'll get free of you is if I make this neder strong and say, I'm making this a neder that I can't walk into your house. Or else, tipas soinein sheni toilecho. I'm making this a neder that I can't even drink a drop of cold water. That's the neder that he said. So still we say, that's the whole chiddush of this Mishnah, that even though you say certain lashonis, that really the words should mean what you're saying, but if we understand that really, really means something else, we go bosi kavana. See also, even though you said this strong lashon, you can't walk into the house, you can't drink a drop of cold water, still mutil likonis lebeisai. You're allowed to walk into the person's house. You're allowed to drink some cold water from the person. You know why? Because your kavana was mainly, you're not going to go into his house to eat and to drink. Like he did want you to come over for a suda. And you're saying, no, you don't want to come over for the meal. And the main part of the meal is gesunter achila and gesunter shtia. So that was your kavana. Even though what he said was, I'm not going to walk into your house, I'm not going to take a drop of a drink or cold water. We said, oh, that's not really what you meant. And therefore, that's the Chiddush Mishnah. You go both to your kavanah. Yeah. So that's the Mishnah.